This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This is the story of a pastor who was shot to death outside of his church. This is just one of many ways that persecution against Christians is heating up in India. Find out more after this break. The Lord is preparing us for an enormously blessed event that is prophesied in the Bible. Although the term rapture is not in the Bible, the event is described in great detail, and the word rapture has come to be used to identify this event. The time is now for everyone to hear, understand, and act in a godly manner so that we will be found worthy of the rapture. Author Glenda Dumas shares the visions of the rapture and unseen realm in her new book to help readers prepare for what is to come, the second coming of the Lord Jesus. This exciting and scripture-centered book helps readers clearly see the signs of the end times and how they can be ready to meet their God and Savior. To read a free excerpt of this book or to purchase it, go to GlendaDumas.com. That's GlendaDumas.com. The British Pakistani Christian Association, or BPCA, broke a major persecution story over the weekend. In Ludhiana, India, a pastor was reportedly shot dead outside his church by two assailants on motorcycles. Pastor Sultan Masih was shot once in the head and twice in the chest. The attack was caught on camera, but the attackers' faces were not visible. Though congregants tried to save Pastor Sultan and drove him to the hospital, they were too late. He died from his wounds. According to his son, he had lived a peaceful life for 30 years and had no bad blood with anyone. This could only be a hate crime on Indian Christians. As a result, the next morning, hundreds of Christians blocked a major national highway in protest. The protest brought traffic to a standstill and forced vehicles to take other paths, creating a lot of attention for this heinous crime. Wilson Chowdhury, chairman of the British Asian Christian Association, said, "This unprovoked attack on a Christian pastor before many members of his congregation is an attack on religious freedom. It resonates with the hatred Christians face on a daily basis in a nation that is becoming increasingly polarized under Modi's government. Pray for the safety of Christians in India and for an end to religious persecution." And if you like today's story, you can read more stories on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.